or even if you are black, that has chosen dominion over this community is scandalous. Now, I want to go back through that again. Because I know some of the media came and they said, I saw the headline, said, you're going to get after Governor Northam. Well, you're right. Because in order to show that he seriously doesn't believe what the blackface said from 30 years ago, you can't just say, I'm sorry, and address cultural racism, no matter how grotesque cultural racism, that is, rudeness and words and pictures, are. The real racism you must prove you are against is systemic racism. And Governor Northam, if you want to be a great governor, if you want to help lead the nation, the first thing you ought to do is stop by Union Hill and tell this compressor and tell Dominion I was wrong, but I'm going to do right now. Don't let Mammon, Governor, cause you to miss your opportunity. Now, however, any Republican that wants to tell the governor he ought to resign, well, you ought to, too, if you supported Dominion, because that's racism, too. Don't you think you get a pass just because you don't have a picture? If you are against voting rights, if you support environmental racism, if you are against health care for everybody that disproportionately helps African American and brown people, all of that's racism. And Democrat, don't you think you get a pass just because soon as the picture came out, you called for the governor to resign? If you haven't been down here and stood with Union Hill, then you just as guilty too, Democrat. Well, I got one more. If you're black.
Go ahead, preacher.
Expose him, Bishop. Expose him.
Black. And you're wavering. Black, and you're supporting the pipeline and the compressor, knowing what the facts say, then you just as part of the racism as anybody else is. I don't care, even if you are county commissioner in this county. And I'm trying to say this to save your life, your political life. Because these companies will use you, and when they get through with you, they'll throw you away. I'm almost an old man now. And they'll have you saying crazy stuff like, well, everybody got an opinion. Some stuff ain't about your opinion, it's about what's right and what's wrong. When you hear folks say, well, everybody got an opinion over an issue like that, they sound just like slave masters. Slave masters used to say that everybody had an opinion. No, some things are just wrong. And to ignore the impact of this pipeline on poor folk and on black folk is scandalous. Yes, yes, scandalous. Yes, yes. Any leaders in West Virginia, North Carolina, is scandalous. We can't just trust what's going on. Governor Northam said today, the state air pollution permit issued last month for Buckingham County Compressor Station is the strongest of its kind in the country and ensures that air quality and public health will not be compromised. Two things about that, Governor. Two things about that, Governor, because I really want you to be a great governor, and you can if you do right. First, when you say strongest in the country, if what's in the country is already weak, If you got a deregulator in the White House deregulating everything, then saying what you just did was the strongest in the country is not saying anything. And secondly, Governor, if it's so good, request it to be in your backyard. Write an executive order and say, I want it in my backyard. Now, the governor said, I hope that Dominion and Atlantic Coast Pipeline will listen and respond to the concerns of this important historic community. They would if you politicians would stop backing them up. They'd have to listen. They'd have to listen. But not only listen, change. And it's scandalous when you join the business over the people. Then it says Dominion, it says, we'll be a good neighbor. Dominion is not these people's neighbor.
Come on, say it.
Dominion will make billions. I'm gonna close this, billions. Now, y'all, I'm not too smart. I come from the country. I grew up priming tobacco and chopping peanuts and stuff. But, you know, somebody ought to be real ticked off when the Dominion representative went in the paper the other day and said, well, we offered them $5 million and a community center and an improvement to the rescue squad. Let me unpack that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You talking about 50-some billion dollars. And you want the folk in Union Hill to be happy with $5 million and a community center where they can go have more meetings and an improved rescue squad so after they get sick from their mission, the rescue squad can get it to them faster. Really? 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 That's scandalous. First of all, Union Hill shouldn't have to get those things from Dominion. The state of Virginia ought to be investing in community centers and better rescue squads and schools in this community. Union Hill shouldn't have to sell its heritage for what's right. And the last time I checked, as I talked to Miss Ella today and others, the folk in Union Hill ain't no pimps and prostitutes. They are good people, are created by God, and only want things to be done right. Don't play games with this community. Dominion, based in Richmond, said it has reached out to Union Hill community by forming an advisory group. We have profound respect for the union. No, you don't.
That's right.
When you are putting something in my community that could kill my children, you don't have respect for me. We share the community's desire to preserve its historic resources. No, you don't. And we've taken meaningful steps to protect them. No, you don't. You are taking meaningful steps to protect your bottom line, and it's time you're called out for it. And it's scandalous.
Yes.
Now, it's another reason. Not only is it systemic sin and it's systemic, it's one more thing I want to say here. It is not only is it sin and it's systemic, it's scandalous because I messed around Brother Gore today in the car and read the Virginia State Constitution. And y'all got some folk that put their hand on the Bible and told a lie.
That's right. Good.
And I hope the Dominion representatives ain't here hear this because I want you, because the Constitution says, and this was that Constitution written back in the 1800s when black and white people came together after slavery. It says, no person shall be deprived of his life, liberty, or property without due process.
That's
That's right.
Come on.
When the governor kicks people off of a commission just because they don't agree with him, that's not due process. That's not due process. That's a rigged game. And you tell them, I said, and the legislature's not off because it says that the General Assembly shall pass no law whereby private property, the right to which is fundamental, shall be damaged.
Go ahead, bro,
NAACP president. Every black member of the Black State Caucus in the country ought to be here, and if they aren't, we ought to be checking why they can't stand with this community. And any bills that were passed in the General Assembly that is allowing this private company to destroy and damage your private property is constitutionally out of order. Wait. One more thing and I'm through. It says the damaging of private property should not happen particularly, I'm paraphrasing, but here's the actual quote, David. If the primary use is for private gain, private benefit, and private enterprise, increasing tax revenue or economic development. In other words, you are not supposed to, under the Constitution of this Virginia, pass policies and enable private businesses to damage people's private property just for their own private gain.
Come on.
It's scandalous. And it doesn't have to be this way. As these witnesses come, just know that there's another side to everything. Jesus died on Friday, but there was another side on Sunday. Scandalous is irresponsible and bad. But the antonym to scandalous is good, magnificent, respectable, proper, reputable. It's time for the governor, the legislature, Republican and Democrat, whoever you are, to stop being scandalous and start being good. Good to the people. Everybody that's taken money from Dominion to keep their mouth closed ought to be ashamed of themselves. If you got a break with the money, I read in the Bible where it says your soul is worth more than money. Don't mess around and gain favor with Dominion and lose your soul. Anybody that would dare try to beat up on this little community and offer you a few crumbs that are really based in lies, because even if they gave you $5 million, you're going to pay it back in higher bills anyway and medical costs. We need some folk that'll break with the money and do what is right, and anything less is scandalous. Turn from the pipeline. Turn from the poison. Turn from the problem and turn toward the people. Turn from the pipeline. Turn from the pausing. Turn from the problem and turn to the people. Come on, turn from the pipeline. Turn from the pausing. Turn from the problem and turn to the people, because anything less than that is scandalous. And we are here to shut the scandal down and expose it for what it is.